if I asked you to travel almost 500 miles, would you drive it? Might actually think train would be better, see a few sights. Dare I even say you'd think flying? Online transport maps, if you go do that direction thing and plan your route, it says that the average walker to walk 500 miles would take about 154 hours. Is that right? Well, that seems a bit low. It would be almost 9 hours in a car. That's in good traffic. Well, my next guest, at the age of 64, has decided to run the route of John O'Groats to Land's End for Parkinson's UK. He's running it. This is something ridiculous, like 34 marathons a day. And I don't think he'd mind me saying, he is believed to be, thought to be, the oldest person to run this historic route. Neil Russell is now at the stage where Somerset becomes his home for a few days. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
Now I'm praying signal hangs on for both of us today. Neil, whereabouts are you?
Just outside Cirencester, making our way to the next start point for the next leg of the journey.
Now, that means, I mean, you'll be through Somerset through the course of the weekend, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yes. We're sort of going to be heading to Malmesbury, from Malmesbury to, where is it? Sorry, I've been focusing primarily on the running. I've left all the logistics.
Of course, I don't blame you. I do not blame you. Now, Neil, take me back to when this was just an idea and why.
Well, I used to do triathlons and Ironman, and I had a rather unfortunate accident, which sort of required me to sort of stop cycling. And I've always required a challenge in my life and something that's going to test me and push me. And I had this idea when the neurologist told me to give up cycling to maybe concentrate on something a bit more that was up my street, which is running related. I've always been a runner. And I had this idea to do John O'Groats to Land's End initially just as a thought and as an idea. And then eventually I thought, well, if I'm ever going to do it, I have to do it pretty soon, otherwise I'll be too old. So I spoke to my good wife, and she, to my surprise, said, yeah, go for it. And here I am.
Now, you were diagnosed with Parkinson's, was it 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So believed to be the oldest person to do this, 4 years on from a Parkinson's diagnosis, how are you finding it?
The biggest problem I have really is the medication. I have a bad tremor in my right hand, and to control that, the medication is quite strong. And so I sort of have bouts of nausea, and I get a little bit sort of balance, a few balance issues, which can sort of have an effect on me falling over sometimes. But overall, it doesn't affect me too much, apart from the tremor, which is more of a nuisance than it is an actual hindrance.
When I spoke to your wife, Nikki, in the build-up to this interview, she mentioned that you are pretty much doing a marathon a day. Is that right?
Yeah, 26.20 miles a day. I've done 26 in a row. I think it's 26 in a row. And I start my next one in probably half an hour's time. I've got a few little injury niggles, which has sort of been coming a bit of a nuisance. But it's not going to stop me. I'll still carry on and get through 26 miles today. What time, I don't know. It's varied from sort of finishing sort of mid-afternoon through till 11:30 at night. But I just keep going.
I find this extraordinary. I mean, I can't even one run marathon. I just know I'm not mentally strong enough. But I know that you're also very passionate to make people aware that, yes, you've had a diagnosis, but you can still do this. You can still do things.
Well, yes. The first thing that I said to the neurologist when he diagnosed me with Parkinson's was, can I still carry on running? And he said yes. In fact, if anything, it's a good thing. But
What's been a highlight for you so far, given the journey you've already had?
The West Highland Way probably has been one of the highlights, and the incredible support that I've had from everyone that I've met, from lorry drivers to people I bump into whilst having a coffee break. I mean, it's just been incredible. I mean, yesterday, for instance, I was sitting in a cafe having a coffee. I do other things other than just run. And a guy just said, "Oh, are you Neil Russell from blah, 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 blah?" And next thing I know, he hands me £100, a donation to the Parkinson's UK. So things like that make it all worthwhile.
Well, speaking of the money, and I'm sure this probably doesn't take into account the cash donations you've had, looking at your Just Giving page, I know your target was £1,000. You're sitting at £6,400.
Wow. I didn't know that, actually, because very often most of the places that we're stopping don't have signals. So it's very hard to go online and update your social media and just check on things. So that's good to hear.
And I guess motivation for you as well.
Yeah. I mean, I won't pretend that it's easy. It's far harder than I thought it was ever going to be. But it's still been a fantastic experience, and I've still got 235 miles to go. I've done, I think, over 681, nearly sort of 700 miles so far. And my old limbs are still holding up.
You're inspiring. You really are, Neil. And I wish you all the best for a safe run today and for the rest of the journey. Are you still in the same pair of trainers?
No, I've got probably, I think, 7 pairs that I'm rotating all the time. And I don't know what the weather's got in hold for me today, but at the moment it's looking a bit grey and miserable. But when it's wet, I'm going to 3 or 4 pairs a day. A bit of rain isn't going to stop me either. So, it's a case. You have to just make do with whatever the weather. I mean, I had weather up in Wigan when it was so heavy, the rain. It was almost like a monsoon. But you just got to keep going through it, and eventually it does clear and you come out of it the other side, and you just move on.
Best of luck, Neil. It's lovely to speak with you. Thank you so much for being on the programme, and enjoy your time through Somerset.
Will do. Thank you very much for having me.
You take care. Neil Russell, who is believed to be the oldest person to run the route from John O'Groats to Land's End at the age of 64, running a marathon a day, covering the almost 500-mile route, diagnosed with Parkinson's 4 years ago. Amazing, absolutely amazing. If you would like to donate, you can read up more about Neil's story. Go to Just Giving and look for Running from John O'Groats to Land's End, Because I Still Can, which I think is fab. Raising money is at almost £6,500 for Parkinson's UK.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Somerset.